Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, Get Booked listeners. Welcome to The Hand Cell, a special weekly installment of Get Booked that's all about books that we just can't resist shouting about. This is Amanda Nelson, and today's hand cell is The Hallowed Ones by Laura Bickle. Let's hear from our sponsor.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Alrighty, so as I said last time I did an episode of The Hand Cell, it is October, and I'm talking about vampires. And that's just what I'm doing. I'm in an October-y kind of mood. So I talked about The Fledgling last time I did an episode, which is Octavia Butler's vampire series. And I'm doing a Yui, or making a turn, or whatever, into YA with this new recommendation. And I'm going to talk about The Hallowed Ones by Laura Bickle, which is a vampire Amish romance dystopia, kind of. So it's about a girl named Katie. She is Amish. She is on the verge of Rumspringa and trying to figure out what she wants to do with herself. For those of you who are unfamiliar, Rumspringa is an Amish tradition where young adults can leave the community and like go live in the world for a while, a year, I think it is, to decide if they want to stay in the Amish community or leave it permanently. So it's kind of a way of like making sure they're not coercing people into staying in the Amish community. They give them a chance to go live in the outside world and then make their own choices. So she's deciding if like that's the thing she wants to do, if she wants to, you know, remain at home or leave. And before she can really decide, the real world or the outside world kind of invades her community. So there's rumors that there's like political unrest on the outside. There's rumors that there's civil unrest, that there's like looting and something weird going on. The thing that's weird that's going on is that everyone is being turned into vampires. It's like a vampire plague. And the Amish elders in her community shut everything down. No one goes out. No one comes in. No one goes out. No, you're not allowed to leave the community and you're not allowed to bring anyone in. And they're just going to hunker down essentially until this plague is gone. This vampire plague. But Katie finds a dude in her barn. She finds a young man who is injured in her barn, and she feels bad about leaving him there to die or reporting him to the elders, who will probably turn him out of the community where he will die. So either way, no matter what she does, he's probably going to die, and she feels bad about that. So she keeps him in the barn and tries to like nurse him back to health while the world falls apart around her. And there's some discoveries made within the community about the ability of sacred objects or texts to turn away the vampires. And in this way, the vampires in this situation are quite traditional. Like if you have a holy script written on a piece of paper, you could perhaps use that as a weapon, crucifixes, whatever. Not that the Amish really have that, but that sort of thing. And so she kind of becomes like an Amish vampire hunter by necessity, not by choice, while trying to hide this man in her barn and protect her community. And it sounds ridiculous because it is ridiculous. It's a ridiculous ride. It's super fun and silly. I mean, if you're looking for something spooky-ish or on the spooky spectrum for Halloween and you want to read something that's seasonally appropriate, but you don't want to get yourself into a place where you're not going to be able to sleep, I think this is a great choice. And it is a series, so there's more to read if you like it. So that is The Hallowed Ones by Laura Bickel. And that's it. Thank you to our audio editor, Jen Zink. And thank all of you for listening. You can find more recommendations at bookriot.com and more of our podcasts at bookriot.com/listen. You can email us at getbooked@bookriot.com, give us a review on Apple Podcasts, and you can find us on social media. I'm on Instagram at I'm Amanda Nelson, and Jen is on Twitter at JenIRL, or on Instagram at I am Jen IRL. Jen with two N's. And we will be back next week.